and distress and frustrations. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, and undaunted. For I have overcome the world. Amen? That's awesome right there. For I have overcome the world. Overcome the world. It says, I have deprived it from power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Amen? Hallelujah. If that ain't something to be joyful about, I don't know what is. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. It says, I could go in. This is simply something Sister Shirley dug out. This is in the bulletin. I didn't have a thing planned for today because I didn't plan on being here. I'm serious. Didn't plan on being here. I still was supposed to be in Louisville, I thought. But anyway, I got home last night. Didn't think about calling Brother Bob. Didn't think about nothing. Then I got up this morning. I'm like, wow, I need to go to church. You know, we they might want to, you know, at least hear a couple of songs, blah, blah, blah. And then I got up this morning. I thought, well, what can I do? And I know Jerry was going to be here. Matthew and Kenzie are gone. I said, well, I'll get some CDs. So I picked up a stack of CDs. And I'm going to tell you my song list. It's All the Earth, Glorious Day, 10,000 Reasons, We Will Ride, and Amazing Grace. And I read this a while ago, and I start chuckling. I thought, well, Lord, you know more about what you're doing than I know. The God we serve is an awesome God. No matter how we look at it, no matter how mad we get, no matter how tore up our life is, when it comes right down to it, He is still God, and He is still in control, regardless. So I'm going to stop at this point. Would y'all stand with me, please? Make sure you keep your pastors in your prayers. That's the life force of all this, is prayer. Amen? Having faith and taking heed on what you read. And remember the tidbits you come in here and get. You have an awesome pastor standing here. She's awesome. Nobody say. Personally, I think we need to put her on TV or something and put her out there. Because people need to hear. Oh, yeah. People need to hear what this lady has to say because it's real. You know what I'm saying? It ain't watered down. You get what you get. And she and what I really love about it ain't a dollar involved. You know, I know she ain't preaching for a buck. But I know some that do. And, you know, and that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. You know, when you got to stand here and smile at how many people you got sitting here because, wow, I'm going to get a big one today. God's in control. God's in control. But again, y'all keep your pastors in your prayers. And make sure you pray for his kids and everybody else too, because they're right in the middle of his sickness with him, okay? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord God. You are awesome, and that's where I stand, Heavenly Father. Your word is true. And you have laid it all out for us, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I ask you to cover our pastors, cover the family, Heavenly Father, cover our existing pastor right here now today, Lord God, because she needs prayer and she needs to be covered as well, Lord God. The devil's a liar, Lord, and I thank you for defeating him, Heavenly Father. You're just awesome, Lord. Now, Lord God, I ask you to bless this service. Bless Shirley as she brings the word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
All the earth will sing. are changed because of your great love. You live and you died. You said in 3 days you would rise. You did. And you're alive. You rose and you reigned. And you said you're coming back again. I know.
He rose, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Ain't that right? You know, sometimes I feel funny about standing here reciting the word, and I can look out here, and I know you guys know the word. But I tell you what's fun. We're sitting in the hospital at a table. Out of the room is in the hallway, the foyer, if you will. And this lady come out, and she sat against the wall. And she just sat down, and man, when she hit that chair, she just broke down, as she did. And so, my wife never tells me this, but she looked at me, and she said, you need to go over and pray for that lady. But now, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop this. But look here. Now, this is what gets me. Now, her mom and dad are pastors. She going to tell me to go pray for somebody. I just sat there and looked at it. I thought, well, ain't that something? Your mouth works as well as mine. That's the truth. But anyway, show what God does. So I get up and I walk over her, and she did too. We sat down with her. And Miriam said, "What's the matter, honey?" Just like that. And she looked at us, and she said, "I just can't take it." She said, "They're in the room giving my mother therapy and says she had a stroke. And said, it just hurts me to watch her go through that because it's painful." And again, Shirley, I chuckled. I said, "Well," I said, "let me tell you a story." I said, "I had a mom that just had a stroke last year. And I said, she's able to do all this therapy." I said, "but yet still she refuses it. She's sitting home in a wheelchair." I said, "she started therapy. And just quote, like you said, it hurts." And then I said, "I know another lady that had the same thing happen to her. But she went through therapy. And now she's back at work living her life." I said, "so honey, pick your head up." I said, "God is good." I said, "he'll take care of your mama." Just like that. And I said, "can we pray for you?" So we did. And after that, she looked at me and she said, "I really needed that." And so, just because I know of what my mother did, this lady had no clue. I had no clue what was going on. But the good Lord did. And he just sent us over there to comfort someone. Now, do I know if this lady had been saved or whatever? No, didn't ask that question. But I did get to pray with her. And so, if she don't know the Lord, maybe I sowed a seed. Amen? I got that opportunity. God knows what he's doing. All we need to do is be obedient. Amen? Okay, come on. Come on, Miss Sky. Let's do. Oh, Glenn's back there, though. Wait a minute, Glenn. Hold it before you do it. Now, I'm good. Now, go ahead. It's okay if we have fun in church, isn't it? Hallelujah. I'm not perfect, and I'm not going to try to be. I just do the best I can and drag right on through. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Okay, Glenn, I got you. Now you turn it up. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of, to dwelt among men. My example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, and one day glorious name, oh,
hold him. The grave could not keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day is coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for its coming. One day the skies with its wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day is coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, I love the Lord. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do you know the Lord saved my soul? He sure did. And you know, he didn't have to have a reason to do that. All I had to do was ask him into my heart. And he came right on in and took up residency. You know that? I'm going to tell you something else that's funny. I don't care who you are on this earth. I don't care how hard your heart is. You know God exists. It's in there because he's in there. Amen. Whether you turn that shoulder or not, that's on you. You have that choice to make. But I don't care. You're born with him in you. Simple as that. Okay, Glenn, go ahead.
Bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my strength is made, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending.
'Cause today I just thank you, Lord God, for being with us today. I just thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I stand here and if you ask Cardo how you're doing, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm able to get up and move around here. I'm able to work. I'm able to take care of my kids. You know what I'm saying? But then again, if I wanted to look at life negatively, I could complain about everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't have this and I don't have that. But you know what? I have the Lord, and he lives in me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, for the life of me, I can't understand why you always got to complain. You know, there's always bitterness. You know, the world is full of deceit. You know that? The devil is a liar. I'll say that once again. But at the end of the day, if you've been saved, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, if you did something wrong, go home and say, Lord, forgive me. And then whatever else, Lord, I thank you for blessing whatever I've put my hands to today that come to good of someone that know you. You know what I'm saying? It's a simple thing. Sometimes I believe it's too simple. Sometimes I believe it's so simple people are afraid of it. You know what I mean? But anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God, and Jesus is the way. Amen? Hallelujah. Hey, start that over. I have to catch this right on the front. You can turn it up some, please. Thank you, sir. One of these days, I'll become more modern. Is that okay? Are you fussing at me, Glenn? Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was fussing at me or not, Glenn. Oh. I believe you're tilting that toward me just a little bit. He has fire in his eyes, sword in his hand. You can turn me down just a little bit. And he's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord. We'll ride with you. This for you, Grandpa.
He has fire in his eyes, sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will ride. And we say, yes, Lord. We will stand up.
We will
and
stand
fight. Gonna be dressed in white. Now I say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will ride. He has a crown on his head and a scepter in his hand, and he's leading the armies all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me, he's asking, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will ride. And we say, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I learned to ride with him a little while back. Hallelujah. You know, I just can't keep from repeating how awesome God is. It's not that I don't know the word. It's not that I don't know how to read scripture. But you know what? Y'all have read the Bible. Y'all know what's going on in life. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Yes, sir. He can bring you from the lowest valley. He can teach you how to walk on water. And he has walked on water. He was dead for 3 days and he rose up and walked out of his tomb. Amen. He was hung on a cross. Nails drove in hands and feet. He was pierced in his side. And he died for us. Amen. How else can you show somebody you love them enough as to die for them? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. During this ordeal with Dad the last time, this week passed, there was a song that I sang here at a church not long ago. It's called God's Grace. And That song kept playing in my head. It just kept playing in my head, kept playing in my head. The grace of God, the grace of God, the grace of God. And you know, through it all, it's the grace of God that allows us to do what we do now. Amen? Now, I ain't come here today to make this a sad occasion or a sad event. Hey, man, you know, we need to be rejoicing and getting our praise on because the good Lord has showed up and showed out one more time. Amen? And if it's somebody that you know that's real close to you, just real close to you. If it's somebody that you know has been through it. You know, and there's a lot of people here have been through some things. I'm not saying that. But I'm just pointing at Grandpa because you know, the spotlight was on him several occasions. And then I watch Mom. And she fascinates me. You know, she ain't gonna back up from nothing. If you don't believe that, play a game of cards with her. If you don't believe that, play some nurture or something with you and you'll see. Well, I ain't going to lose this. What's wrong with you? I mean, that's just the way it is. And that's the way she looks at life. She knows the word and she believes every bit of it. You're not going to turn her from that. Amen. No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. And it fascinates me to watch her. I'm telling you, she'd be like, well, no, I ain't accepting that. You know, I've not seen her shed a tear. She don't have time. I'm serious. She'll cry after it's done. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we got a fight on our hands, and that's what she is concentrating on. Let's win this battle. I'll cry later. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? We just need to stand strong on whatever it is we're going through, because I promise you there's a family member or something that's going through it we need to be praying for, because I got a bunch, and I promise you I do. I got an uncle that I'll tell y'all this. I have an uncle. He is 62 years old. I've never seen him in a church a day of his life. Day of my life. Since I've been old enough that he's 5 years older than me, I've never seen him set foot in a church. But now, about 6 months ago, I went and saw him, and one of his friends had passed away. And I asked him, I said, Kenny, I said, where's your heart at? I said, what do you think about the Lord? He said, well, I know he exists. And he said, and I know he's real. I said, if you die right now, do you think you'd go to heaven? He said, yeah, I'd go to heaven because I believe in him. And I had to step back on that one. And I left it alone. I pushed the issue no further because he'd said enough to me. I know where his heart's at. If you believe, ain't that what the word says? If you believe, I didn't have to say nothing to him. I didn't have to hear him profess that because he already had. And it really shocked me. But as far as him setting foot in the church, I've never seen him do it. As far as him being saved, I'd say he is. Will he go to heaven? I say he will. Will he miss out on a lot of blessings? I know he will. Because he's not doing a whole lot of things that we need to do to obtain our blessings. But God, being the merciful God he is, being so gracious, spread his hands out and hung on that cross for him as well as he did for me. Amen. Oh, well. But anyway, I got one more song I'm going to sing you. And you want me to take it up? Let's do that. Let's just do it right now. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? I get carried away, and I don't follow protocol real well. It's time to take our offering up for this Sunday. And I thank you. And Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you bless each giver here, Lord God. I ask you to bless each cleaner here, Lord God. I ask you especially bless the man back there in the sound booth, Lord, because I know I put him through it today. So I just thank you, Lord God, for looking after him and help me to become more modernized, Lord. I can have fun and pray. And Lord, thank you for all that you do for this church, Lord God. Thank you for our pastors. Thank you for another trip down the road to heal Dad, Lord God, because I know you've got it in your hands. And he will come home again victorious in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed. Amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my God, who brought me Are we having any classes, anything today? If we are, the classes may be dismissed.
Thank you,
nope, thank you guys.